you know, the shower musings.
Good morning. Good morning. I haven't had any coffee yet, so I'm so looking forward to today.
I know.
I got coffee brewed for you.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I am Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And we are going to try coffees today.
Mm-hmm. We're just now getting live on Facebook. I don't know if it catches the beginning of that or not. We'll have to figure that out.
Say hello again. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, it takes forever.
I do see the people pause for like 30 seconds, but I think they're like waiting for people to join.
Okay. Yeah, or you could just start.
Yeah. I don't know.
For the people who are here.
I don't
want
to stare at you for 30 seconds while you're...
I mean, sometimes I do, but you know... not make it weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I get it. I'm like trying to get all the stuff ready still.
Happy Wednesday. How long can you make eye contact?
Yeah. This.
Have a steering contest.
What do you mean you don't like our beginning? Are we live? Are we live? Are we live yet? Do you think we're live? That's like 90% of our videos.
I just love
it. We can't help it if we don't know.
The screening counts down for us.
It didn't used to.
To be
it did not.
Fair.
It didn't used to. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. We go live on Restream and then it has to like cycle over before we can hit it on Facebook. It's very, very,
very
fun.
Technical. Yeah. Very, very technical.
Mm-hmm. We're so good at it too.
Yeah, at technical stuff. Britton is good at technical stuff.
Here and there.
You're the best of the three of us by far.
100%.
Yeah, like by
as
far.
As evidenced by your display, your show and tell.
Yeah, I'm really wondering what that thing is over there. No, I have no idea what this is. I said, Britton, is that a dragon's egg?
It is a dragon's egg.
So and I wasn't sure.
My husband got a 3D printer. Ah. He's been wanting one for a long time. So we've been printing kind of nonstop, but it's kind of crazy.
Okay,
you print your own tools for the printer. Like the filament, a lot of it comes without spools.
Okay.
And so you like print your own spools and stuff.
And your tools for it.
And tools.
Which makes sense, but is crazy too.
Yeah. Like there's like, they call it the poop bucket, but it's, when the filament starts, it makes these like little swirlies, which is why it's called the poop bucket.
Yeah.
But then it just throws them. So you have to print this like basket that goes next to it. So it has somewhere to throw them into.
That's so weird.
I see. First you had to make the poop bucket. I was like, why are you making I thought it was to show you how to do the machine, but you were making the actual bucket to put it in.
The thing that like calibrates the machine is called a benchy, and it's like a little boat.
Wow.
So
that's so
interesting. That's your first project.
Jessica just said somebody in Mongolia,
morning,
I think she said, is making prosthetics for people.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but I did see that people are now living in 3D printed homes.
I thought there was I saw them doing the 3D print.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty crazy.
They're crazy looking.
I feel like
because
AI
they're so nice.
And a 3D printer and you could like rule the world.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty wild.
That's how Skynet gets us, guys. You guys see Terminator, it's coming.
So we made like some
worried about
useful
Red
tools.
Yeah,
like,
what is that?
This is a box cutter.
Oh, wow.
Like
you made a shank and brought it to work.
A little knife. I mean, you could try to shank somebody with this, but I don't think it would
work
very
well.
Okay, but
you could get that through a metal detector. That's kind of scary.
But you, I don't think you could get it through human flesh.
Let's try.
It's not that sharp.
I don't know.
It had a little bit
I think you could.
I don't think so.
This is my pants.
We're about to have a bloodletting ceremony.
I think it would. I think it would just snap.
Because
it's not solid in the inside. Like you can see, like that you do an infill, so like it would break. But it's really a box cutter. I mean, it didn't. It cuts boxes, but like. If it took a minute
this?
To get it started,
do not do what I did.
But it's cool that it's movable.
Don't want me to hold this. No,
maybe right after we're gonna have the safety warning. She is now off work time. This is not counting in work time.
This is not work time.
You're on your own personal time now.
What's cool is like the design on the back. Like there's
so
like
that's
a little,
the bamboo
like,
logo.
Bamboo.
Oh,
it's the printer that we have. So a lot of stuff has like their logo on it.
Yeah.
Which, who cares?
I could definitely gouge an eye or two with this.
But you'll love this, Patty.
Yeah,
this is right up your alley.
Okay. Did Lori just stab herself? That she did. She wanted to check if it could go through her flesh. Are
yes,
we toddlers?
And then warm you not to do it, and I'm surprised you didn't.
So most of them don't have the little sheath with them, and then I found the one like that because I'm like, oh, somebody, my kids or my husband, is totally going to just sit and try to like
do that. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you like make me like something where I have like a handful of claws?
Do. Because yes, that they have that.
I could be Wolverine.
They have Wolverine claws.
I want Wolverine in the makeup claws.
Oh gosh. Okay, your birthday list is coming.
And then this is Patty's safety whistle.
Oh, what?
So it's got a little carabiner on the side.
Wait, can I actually have this?
And then a whistle on the side. I don't care.
Try it.
I'm gonna blow it.
It's loud.
You made that?
Well, yeah.
Well, I did.
Jason
it
does it really loud.
You
but
can do it louder.
Wow. I mean, probably not. You know, to hurt people's ears. You know, with a microphone
that,
on.
Yeah, that would
because
be really
that
loud.
Went really.
That's
save
cool.
Yourself.
So you can.
That
make
would
it
not save yourself.
I mean, I could. Come get me.
That's okay. Hyperventilating.
Okay,
help
but
me. Help me.
I did try to when they first came out with it. What was it called? The cuff or whatever?
Oh, I have not.
They had
yeah.
bracelets you, that you could press for SOS.
Thing. Yes.
And I was like, if I'm going to buy this, will you guys be my SOSs? And they're like, no, you'll push it all the time. You can't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I told her no, absolutely
no,
not.
It'll be like the person who cried wolf.
All the time.
And it'd be like four false alarms because somebody was following you in the parking lot. And then you'd actually be in trouble and be like, oh, it's just
Patty.
Yeah,
it is Patty.
It's
nothing's Patty. Wrong. Somebody just gave her a weird look.
And we're like, oh, where's Patty? Somebody, can't find her.
Somebody's been watching too much Dateline. It's always me. But when I actually did get into a car accident and I went into shock and it was the most minor thing,
did.
I did call both of you.
Yes.
On Facebook Messenger. Yes.
Yeah.
On the side
yeah,
of the
like, what in the
and
world?
I said, I don't know what to do. And they're like, you need to hang up and call the police. I'm like, are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Call the police. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I could have used my whistle then. I would have just.
There you go. Well, you probably go stand in the road and blow
it on the, in the middle of rush time traffic.
Bam. Not good.
My kids are at daycare walking to get slushies.
Oh.
And she didn't know what flavors there were going to be. So I'm trying to find the ingredients to find out which one Estelle can have.
Well, have no dye. Have
that's smart. So that's what smart. I'm doing all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because they're probably standing there, you know, like waiting.
Not Blue Moon.
The funniest. Okay. Because Patty is a little paranoid about her
not
safety.
Not just a little. All the way.
So we were at downtown Chicago. I almost peed my pants when this happened.
This
so we were
down
a long time ago, downtown Chicago with a coworker, very good friend of ours.
Yes.
And we were going to this bar that only opened at midnight.
Yes. And it had a little purple
and it
light.
Has a purple.
It's called the Violet Hour, right?
Yeah, the Violet Hour. So so we were I don't even know why we were walking down some alleyway to get there, but we were. And all of a sudden.
No, because I was freaking out. I'm like, why are we going down this alley?
She's
like, I don't understand.
Out.
We need to take a lit road.
I remember I had high boots on too. Like, I've got heels on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, our coworker pulls on a ski mask. He's just like, oh.
He was like, I'm here for the rape and murder.
She's going to get attacked. So first of all, why does he have a ski mask in his pocket? It was very random.
I think that's the question we should really be asking.
And we are running in our heels away. Like, this is a real thing. Just laughing. I really almost peed my pants.
Maybe he actually was going to murder us, but we did run too fast.
We could not run fast at all.
I think that Bob plans jokes for like years.
Yes.
Like, he will have a joke planned and just wait for the perfect time to execute his joke.
Yes.
It is true. Well, I mean, one time we did make him, we went on a weekend and he had to be the chauffeur all weekend. So we sat in back of the car to get a drive.
We did.
Good morning, Cindy.
Very silly.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy. Okay. Good to see you guys today.
Should be good now.
So.
It took him years to get me. He would like pop outside my office and try to do something ridiculous to get me to like giggle.
Yeah.
And I'm just so used to my dad and brothers that it really takes a lot for me to like think that it's funny and just not ridiculous.
But remember when he used to do the what would you happen if like a attacker comes in the building and what would you do? And he'd come in your office like, attacker is here. And like,
he never did that. Just to you.
He would wait outside the bathroom because his office was right outside the bathroom.
My God.
And then when you come out, he'd jump out at you to see how you'd react. And like, I think one time I hit him. Like,
probably.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, he didn't do that because he went like this one time on me and I was like, why did you hit me? And he's like, are you serious?
It was like after a joke,
like
one of those things.
Yeah, like I'm serious. Like, don't hit me. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
he was a lot of fun funny. For sure.
Yeah, oh he was funny. Gosh. He did get me like one time. So these are called like impassable pass-throughs.
That is,
and they're so cool.
So that is even cooler fun. To like do.
So you, yeah, because she kind of looked at it and she's like, okay, cool, you know. But they can go through like all every way pretty much.
That is the ultimate fidget.
And yeah, they're so cool. They make them like in all sizes and shapes. Love but these that. Are so
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, I know you want to play with
them. I can't wait to get like, my you hands can, on them.
Love them.
Oh, because it can go like any way.
Can it go sideways?
No.
Oh, that would be super cool.
That's so fun. How do you learn about these things?
It could.
There's a whole maker lab. So we're just like kind of experimenting with different filaments.
Could you imagine just making that?
That's so satisfying.
Yeah, it is.
I could just like that's sit crazy. And do this is the ultimate fidget. And also, it's got a pointy end. So also, I could be stabby with it.
Oh, my gosh. All the stabby things.
Oh, this is so fun.
We should try our first coffee though while we're going through this. Cold,
huh? Okay. Lori, there's the box if you want to.
Oh, you know, we do have an agenda today.
Do we ever?
Okay.
So August. Summer camp.
Hope we've got it. Summer camp. This is so cute.
I know, right? I like that.
Summertime activities with your family.
We probably should have sent this box out at the beginning of summer.
It's almost fall.
Because school starts next week for us.
Oh, okay. We'll remember that next time.
The first day of fall is not until, like, what, September 19th?
All the kids are in school. So how are you going to go fishing?
After school.
You could do it at night.
Yeah.
Okay, take away the sharp objects from Patty.
See? I'm keeping the whistle, Bill.
These are really satisfying, though.
Okay.
But just wait for the next satisfying
object. So our
first
one is Trail Mix, a delightful medley of mixed nuts and sweet chocolate.
Oh, I'm supposed to be doing things, too.
Yeah.
We're both
doing my job.
You are doing your job. You're the only one.
There you go. Good job. You need a pat on the back?
I do.
They are interesting flavors.
I'll make my own
I
trophy
think
for that,
that
too.
The names are almost weirder than the actual flavors. Though. Yeah. Like when you try the flavor.
Yeah. So like this
I love
is like
trail
a,
mix though.
Like a chocolate nut.
My
you know?
Trail mix has dried pineapples in it though. I do love that.
I just got some dried pineapples from Aldi and I can't wait to try them.
Oh, I loved it.
They have the best like pistachios.
Those ones,
those ones that look like fruit roll-ups kind of though. Or no, they're stick. They look like beef jerky.
Yeah, they do have like I have some watermelon flavored ones. I'll bring them.
London gave me one when she was home. They were like really, really good. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. The freeze-dried strawberries with chocolate on them from Aldi.
Oh, this is really, really good.
Yeah, Cindy's Trail Mix is yummy. I love this one.
Oh, yeah.
I may have heavily creamed this one too.
That's
sounds
okay.
Sounds weird to say it like that.
I have not had any food or anything this morning. I'm so hungry. So this is great.
It
is something.
Very satisfying, right?
Yeah.
I know my stomach is growling.
I walked in and I was like, I'm going to get a snack. And then I got distracted and then I didn't.
Mm. Well, you bought the good creamer from Aldi too. So that helps.
That does help.
I love that pure Bellissimo creamer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got home last night. Kevin was golfing. Sedona, I brought to dance. So I'm like, I am going to order food from the tavern. I got little steak bites and shrimp.
Have you had
little
the carnitas fries or is the carne asada fries?
No.
Oh,
are they really good?
Like, we go there just to get the fries. It's an appetizer.
This is an appetizer, too.
It's a humongous
this is
bowl.
Pieces of steak. And then you can add shrimp. And then they have little toasties. Like, that you put them in. So I was so excited. So I went. I was going to go pick it up. And all of a sudden, Kevin comes in the door. I was like, what? So...
Did you have to share your food?
I don't want to share my food. No. So I almost sat in the garage and ate, but I did not. I came in like an adult and sat and ate it, and I felt bad. And I
did you make eye contact with them while you're eating your food and like growl possessively?
I might have like eaten all the cheese curds in the car.
The fries is enough for two people.
Mm-hmm.
And
for like a full meal?
This is so good.
Yeah. We keep trying to order other things with it, and then we never touch anything else. Yeah. But it has that cojita cheese on it that you really like.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's got like a little bit of spice to it, but it's not super spicy. There's like really yummy queso in it. I just get pico on the
We're
side.
We're coming down to try that.
This
that good.
Is spicy. So good. The thing that I get has Cajun spice seasonings on it. So it is kind of spicy, but then they give you
that.
A butter sauce
to
dull down the spices.
You had me at butter sauce.
And their cheese curds are like handmade.
Yum.
Like no weird
All the food
things.
That we have had from there has been
the
really,
mac and
really
cheeseburger
good.
Never been. Is delicious.
Oh, that's
the
so
only thing that was like just okay is I got I'm losing my words. It's tuna. Ahi tuna. There we go. Ahi. Okay. And the rice that came with it was just okay. So the next time I ended up getting the ahi tuna on the salad, and that was a lot better.
Mm, okay. That sounds good. Well, we're going on a mac and cheese run next week at, to the farmer's market if you want to come with us.
Thanks, Michelle, for putting the mac and cheese out there, and now we have to have it.
Yeah.
Maybe be – it just depends. Monday my kids have a half day, but I'm here the other 3 days.
We're going Tuesday.
Tuesday's Friday.
I've got it in the calendar already.
I might be all right.
I manifest what I want and I put it in Lori's calendar and then it comes true.
Yeah, I think she put put donut. It was National Donut Day in my calendar.
Yeah, and then she came in with donuts and she's like, it was just in my calendar. And I said, I wonder how that got there.
I wonder what happened.
Yeah. And so then yesterday, our friend Michelle put that she was at a mac and cheese place and I was like, I'm going to put it in Lori's calendar. And she's like, okay, we're going to get mac and cheese. And I'm like,
absolutely.
See how this works?
She's just going to start building in daily food calendars.
Also, there'll be a Hawaii trip. Well, you are manifesting that as well.
I actually am. We are going to Houston next year. So, you know, if we could just keep planning fun, then it will happen.
It is true.
Guys, manifest your dreams. Just close your eyes and make it happen.
Just put it in Lori's calendar.
Put it in Lori's calendar.
And Lori will make it happen.
Lori will make it. Lori is the fairy godmother. She will make it happen.
What did I sent you? The like passenger princess, but it's like a trip princess. And it's literally like, her husband plans this whole trip and she's like, I just show up. And that's basically what I do on your vacations. I'm like, I don't know, just give me a schedule. I'll go wherever you want me to be.
It's fun. Whatever you do, it's going to be fun. That's why we like to travel together. Okay, so the second one is Banana Boat Sundae.
This one has been flying.
Ripe bananas topped with creamy ice cream, rich chocolate sauce, and chopped nuts.
Remind me not to take a drink when you read my descriptions because I just can't with the way you read
them. That is so wild. Good.
Yeah.
That is really crazy tastes like a banana like boat. Mm-hmm.
And it's, I, you know, I'm not super crazy about bananas, but somehow they're amazing.
This
here.
Reminds me more of a like banana Laffy Taffy than our banana nut bread does.
Yeah, that's more spicy and vanilla.
Yeah.
And this is.
You guys do really well with banana flavoring.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm surprised you didn't get black or banana, Bill.
I was not expecting to be a fan of this one. I was expecting all the flavors. Oh, yeah.
It is crazy how you get it all.
Flavors of a banana split because of the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, not a fan of this one. Sorry. It's really far away to read that text, Deborah.
I can't read it at all.
It's
from
so
where I am,
tiny.
So Britton has to read
And there's
that
like
screen.
A big light right over the screen, which
I
is
I kind of feel it because it's like I feel like I get the banana and then the creamy, the vanilla-y, and, but the hint of chocolate, and I feel like chopped nuts. But maybe I'm very susceptible to, what is it, impression?
Yeah, you might
Could be.
Yeah. Well, because, like, when I have you guys taste stuff blind, you know.
I can't even tell what it is.
Yeah. Or,
I mean, I just can't. I know it's a familiar flavor, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I do feel you on the, like, the chocolate part of the banana maybe is a little bit hard to capture. I get it right at the end, but that's hard to tell. You put a lot of cream in it, too.
I put a lot of cream in it today.
Yeah. That's okay,
Deborah. Maybe it's the cream.
They're not
the
all cream for everyone.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and I love sometimes people are like, I hated that flavor, you know, give me my money back. It's like, the point is just to try it.
I like to try stuff.
If you don't
like
it,
I
that's
hate
okay.
lemonade. Like, I hate, I don't like lemonade.
But you like lemon bars.
I do like lemon bars. Mm-hmm. I like lime better.
Yeah.
I like lime everything better.
Mm-hmm. You always want to like lemonade.
I want to like lemonade. Yeah. I do keep trying it.
Speaking of lemonade, here you are.
I feel like it smells like, I feel like I just was exposed to Joy dish soap too much as a child. And now
do they
anything
still make
that
Joy
smells
dish soap?
Like that,
yeah.
I don't like. And you know what? It's my
I
mom's fault because I bet I swore or said something and she made me do dishwashing.
Could be.
I can't
and
use Dial soap to this day, Mom. Thanks for putting it right on my tongue and making me hold it in my mouth.
I
still swear, Mom.
My kids got the like the blue like power wash. Dial, whatever, that's fully coated.
Hey, the spray is so much more convenient for washing kids' mouth out with soap now.
You know what? We haven't had to do it in a really long time, thank goodness. It was mainly, there was a spitting phase. Dallas had a spitting phase.
I don't like this.
And that was like
no
unacceptable.
No. I got the full bar in my mouth.
No cream here. Oh, Cindy, really? You should try it with just a tiny bit of cream.
Yeah, if you can put a little bit of cream, or you probably could put soy milk or anything in too. It does enhance the flavor for sure.
Phil said he really wanted to like the lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I love the lemonade. It's just so different. I remember the first time we did a lemon coffee was in the Pride and Prejudice box. And I was surprised. I kind of thought people wouldn't love it, but they really did.
It almost tastes like Pez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kind of. I actually like it better than real lemonade.
That's funny.
I do too.
Yeah. I like this one. To me, it's not something I would drink every day, but it's just like, oh, that's a different
fun treat. Do you know what? This iced would be super refreshing.
Yes. Iced would be good. So good. The trail mix is still my favorite, but I'm going to say I'm in a really chocolate mood today.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
On that. So I will read the professional description.
Oh, please do. That Patty wrote. Please do.
Freshly squeezed lemons balanced with just the right amount of sweetness.
Bill, yes. The other lemon was more of like a lemon cake or a lemon pound cake.
Yeah.
For sure. It had a creamier flavor.
Yeah, this is more like a lemon Pez or something.
Yeah.
I will agree. Like a sweet I like it better lemon. Because it tastes less like lemon. to be honest.
Okay, and the final one is?
And then we've got popsicles.
I'm supposed to be paying attention. There was a lot of fruit in this box, kind of.
Burst of sweet, tart, passion fruit goodness from a tropical paradise. Mm-hmm. I want to just go to the tropical paradise.
So good. I love this one because this, like, the passion fruit is so unique to get in a coffee flavor. And I don't know, it speaks to me.
That's really delicious. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like that. Drinking this as we speak, love it. It's so different.
Yeah.
The names can get hard because I think like popsicle, you're like, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah. You know? And there's a million different flavors of popsicles,
you could have done cherry, lime, lemon. So I like this because it's a little bit, I feel like it's a little bit fancier.
Yes. It's a passion fruit.
Passion fruit
popsicles. It's not a bomb pop. It's a, passion fruit, freshly pureed.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just super hungry. Everything tastes delicious.
So you're going to have that one tomorrow.
Yeah, I think people really like that one. Mm-hmm. It'd be curious. That and the lemonade, I wonder what.
Yeah, you want some more?
It's like together.
This week we have the $10 mugs. If you haven't grabbed those, they're chock full of freebies. Actually, the freebies don't even fit in the mugs. Yeah. But that's something else. And we have... A lot of the freebies are coffees that we ran specifically for this, and you can't get them.
Yes. Question, can you only get to, like, I know on the homepage it says, like, the mug and add to cart. If you go to the actual mug page,
you can do it from anywhere. Okay. It's also on the, like, cart. It's in the checkout. Okay. It's in the
Any way that you add the mug, it will add.
And this is our birthday month. So we don't normally do this many specials, but we always try to really just celebrate our birthday month. Yeah. And we're just really so thankful for everybody that buys from us. So we just, it's a kind of a time to celebrate. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We're almost 50 years old. Not many companies.
Yeah.
You know,
don't make it that long.
50 years and going on third generation, which the statistical probabilities of that are pretty wild.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's super rare.
Yeah.
So we like to celebrate. Yes. Well, we always like a party.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding?
We never turn it down. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. This is the coolest.
I'm going to let Patty open it, but this is kind of the most recent project from yesterday. And it's
a twist.
Okay.
Yeah. It twists open.
First of all, I feel like a Targaryen, from Game of Thrones.
You know what?
Because it's got those cool witch
ridges
on it. Those
could be fall pine cones.
Oh. They have, like, actual pine cones.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this a snake?
It's a dragon. But
you did that is so freaking. Yes, it has a little dragon head, and there's another one.
Look at all the little connectors. And like, it does so it all prints. In one thing.
Did you have to put it together?
No, it prints like that.
It's got freaking legs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, these are so cool.
Okay.
I just dying
a little bit.
I'm so excited about it.
So, like, I opened a dragon egg, and there's a baby dragon. There's twins inside.
Yeah, so we're printing a bigger one
now. So cute, and it's little feet.
These are a little bit smaller than we thought they would be.
They're so cool, though. What do you reckon these cost to make?
It tells you. So it was $4.76 to print both of those. So whatever half of that is.
That's crazy.
It was like $10 to do the egg and the two.
Wow.
Yeah, the egg was, I think, about $5.
Because it's like the cost of
but
like
the egg was $5, but I printed two. So it's $2.50.
Oh, really?
So there, it was like $5
so
for both of them.
$5 for a set.
Do you have to pay for like the templates?
Freaking legs, Bill says.
I did say that, didn't I?
Estelle did call me out, though. She goes, where are the wings? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, it's a baby. It doesn't have wings yet.
The big ones don't have wings either.
Oh.
I think just because of how they move, maybe it can't have wings.
It might be more of a bearded dragon.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
It's so dark.
I know, and I love the colors on them, too. Kind of just like
yeah, the iridescent, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that something can print something this intricate.
Yeah.
Well, it's, we use translucent.
Because I know you can't see, but it's filament. Just like every little thing is like linked together. These are all separate little links.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it does it.
I don't know how it does it either. Maybe it just makes it and then melts it together.
I think it kind of lets it like harden before it goes to the next one. It's got to do something.
Because is it like pliable?
It took how long did it take to do this?
I think that was like
dragons?
11 hours.
So it probably does like melt when it goes like together. Do you like put a design
it
in and go to bed?
It almost comes out like a hot glue gun is what it looks like.
I so want to see that in action. That's super
cool. But then if one thing fails.
Well, it stops the print. If it turns into, they call it spaghetti. It will stop the print.
How many colors of things can you put together at one time?
So I can use 4 colors at a time on this machine. But the more colors, the more waste.
But then they also make them that are already like multicolored.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they make filament that has lots of colors.
So the filament, that's the material.
Okay.
So like this, I was able to control where I had my colors. If you use a multicolor filament, you can't control. And black for the eyes.
Right. Okay. So question is how much skill do you think goes into like making stuff? Like, or do you just like put a template in and like hit a program?
So there, people put a lot of time and effort into this. We use a bamboo printer and they have a very extensive maker lab.
Okay.
So all I had to do was open a file, tell them what printer I had, and hit print.
Okay.
But the person designed it.
But the person who designed it obviously had to do a lot more work to get it in the lab.
I can't even imagine what that would entail. This is so cool.
Well, can you imagine all these little links?
But it's kind of cool.
Although you kind of copy and paste.
Somebody made one of these dragon designs. And then somebody took the file that they made and then they'll make edits or changes to it and then they'll upload the file. So you can do other people's files. So this is
someone could have wings.
This is a 50% file that was 4 colors, whereas the original one was 1 color at like 100% scale.
Yeah.
So people can make different files. And it's cool because they all go under the original file. So you can print a modified file if you want. You're like, I actually wanted it like this.
That's
you
cool.
know, it is really cool. It's a cool community.
The possibilities are just endless. I love how crafty you are.
I know.
Definitely did
so
not.
So far, we've really only printed like toys.
Well, I was wondering, like, what are the kids like that you guys have been making?
Logan
like, stuff
said,
like this?
Hop on the bamboo app and you can show them.
Oh, yeah. You know, it wasn't loading very well, but maybe it'll load now.
Hey, I wonder, well, the boys, when they make their Warhammer figures.
They have a Logan about that.
Logan says he makes a lot of the terrain and stuff because I guess he's making terrain for the board.
He has,
I don't know if you've heard of Warhammer, but I don't know. My boys make
Logan has a case. It's cool.
And but the case is so cool, but it looks like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And then it's like there's trays and you put the figures on, and then I think you put magnets on the bottom so that they don't fall and hurt each other.
So this is it's dark in our room, in the room we're printing in, but you can see it kind of moving. So you can check in on the print, but
Wait, do you have a camera there or does like
the printer has a camera built in.
Wow.
So if something goes wrong, you can see it?
Well, it'll send me a notification that something went wrong.
Oh, it's 25%.
But what's it printing right now?
A big version of that.
It's so crazy.
So that's going to take 11 hours and 17 more minutes. It's on layer 349.
Okay.
It's telling me exactly what temperatures and everything the printer is right now.
So I know the printers that must print the houses have got to be like a whole different level.
They've got to be huge.
They're just huge. They're huge versions of the same thing.
Print them on site, but if this takes 11 hours, and of course the other one's huge, I wonder how, just like how long it takes to print a house.
But I mean, you saw the nozzle on that thing's humongous too.
Well, how much filament do you have to put in is, I think, more the thing to print something that large and to be filling it with.
It would be crazy. I'm shocked how little filament this stuff takes.
Because it does look like it's so spread out.
Think about hot glue. I mean, you're melting it down into this tiny little strip.
Yeah.
And then stretching it out.
I love to just sit and watch it.
Yeah, Deborah, like I can see how having two printers would be super useful, especially like when we were doing this dragon and egg. It's like we took half a day to print the egg and then we printed the dragons overnight. And it
they're just cool.
You know, it takes,
I like these. Like a I know. Time. I can't stop playing with them. I love all of this. It's so fun.
And the colors. And it's just, the iridescent is super cool.
And just the fact that you put two dragons inside the egg just really brings me joy.
And that you made it is really cool.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. What Logan's saying, it's not solid infill, which I was telling you on this. You can see it more in the knife, like if you see those lines. Mm-hmm. So it's not.
It's not a solid piece.
It's got like grids inside of it.
Because this is pretty light, you know.
And that's not solid.
If it were solid, it would be way heavier.
Yeah, you can see that they built supports inside of it.
Yeah, because I can see like the ridges and the lines inside of it.
I would think obviously with a house, they'd need a lot stronger.
Yeah, I really just
want to
like know more about that.
Unless they build it like ours and then put concrete in it. But I don't know that they'd do that. Well, our house is crazy. It's like Legos. Like they built our foundation with Legos made out of styrofoam.
Yeah.
And then they put cement in concrete in the middle. And it is the R factor or whatever. Is my basement is never cold or hot. It's just perfect.
And it's like a walkout too. So I mean, it definitely is.
And
underground.
It's like 9 foot ceiling. So it's.
And they're not styrofoam bricks where you like touch it and it crumbles. Like you can run into it and stuff and it's not really going to do anything.
I don't know,
them.
But it does make me a little nervous because obviously your whole house is built on your foundation. Like, how many years did you test this? Like, like 20? Or 10?
I don't know.
Like, I want my house to last way longer than that.
Yeah.
Like, what if it broke down or animals ate it?
I mean, it is
or...
filled with cement, so I don't know.
They had to pass a building inspection, so we're going to hope that all is good and your foundation doesn't collapse.
Yeah.
How about that?
And it makes me more worried about the building inspector. I mean, he did tell us we had to do, but we only have, like, one beam or, like, just a couple beams in our whole basement.
Yeah.
And no supports, really. It's it's a little crazy to me that you can hold your whole basement up that way.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, hoping for the best then.
Right?
Hoping for the best.
But the building inspectors, if they don't pass, if something did happen, you sue your building inspector. I mean, it's a building inspector, as much as people are like, oh, they're such jerks or whatever, they're on the line. If they pass something that's not okay, they're really in trouble.
Yeah. And then I talked to somebody in Tennessee who was like, what building inspectors? We don't have them down here. I'm like, that can't be true.
We have so many engineered Joyce.
Oh,
your house is fine.
Thank you, Logan, for reassuring her.
Thanks for taking us off the ledge.
But there is a lot of practical applications for a 3D printer outside of fun things. And the community seems to be really cool. We're watching a lot of YouTube videos. Yeah. Like for blind people or vision impaired people, there is a tool that they can put on paper and they have to like poke their pencil and all these things and it can really hurt their fingers and all this
stuff.
Like
the Braille?
Yeah. And so somebody worked with the blind community and they developed a better learning tool, and it's honestly like a brick with pegs that they can like push up and down.
Oh, really?
And I think they made the pegs softer so that their fingers don't hurt. And then they, instead of charging money or anything for this, they release the file free to the community. But not only free for yourself to make, free to sell, free, like free for
just
everything,
to get it
like
out to as many people as possible,
license open license just to help as many people.
I like
as
that
possible.
Because I could have made a ton of money on that.
Yeah,
you know, the insurance,
even
then
a dollar
it up
they
to a gazillion dollars more. But other than that, it's like, no, here's a real need, and let me fix this.
Well, and I mean, they did release it to manufacturers can use it and then sell it, you know, because they have capacity and they have to cover their costs and stuff. Yeah.
So they really, their goal was to get it in as many hands as possible.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Which is really cool. And I just think it's cool. Like the first one that they made, they started testing with actual users and it was too rough on their fingers. So then they made softer centers and then like one kind of like spring loaded back and they're like, that's too much work. And so
that's so cool.
Yeah. Really cool.
I love that.
They come up with a lot of unique solutions to challenges.
Yeah.
Well, even that little whistle, I mean, as much as we laugh at it, that's pretty crazy.
I mean,
and that cost what to make?
I mean, it's,
maybe 70 cents? Not even.
That's
maybe
cool.
25 cents, if that.
We're all going to need these.
I wonder if they make, like, I don't know how you would.
Because
like
of
the straws for water to clean the water, but you need a filter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to put something in.
But you can probably add.
You can probably make the outside and get a filter. There are a lot of things that you can make where you, you know, add a motor or add a circuit board or add, you know,
that's cool.
Stuff like that.
I had a friend who used to like modify his, and he was a grown man, his Nerf guns and make them like high powered, like, so he could just basically wail on his kids.
Well, and they are pretty powerful already.
Yeah.
So they are pretty.
Imagine a semi-automatic Nerf gun.
I have one. Well,
we have a battery powered machine gun one.
Yeah.
I had the machine gun one. Because one year my kids were getting older. You guys know the story. You live this story. But my kids were getting older at Christmas time. And it was kind of, you know, they're asking for big things. They weren't, we're past the toy stage. It just wasn't as fun. They got clothing or whatever. And so I decided to buy them all Nerf guns and I put them in a huge box, unopened. So they had to open them all. So while they were opening their big box, me and Kevin ran and under our bed, we already had Nerf guns opened up.
And loaded.
And they were like the really multi-shoot ones. And we came running out and just shot them. And they were opening it. But payback was not great on that one.
It was a
lot
when
it's a 5-2.
It was fun. Morning, Adam.
It was
hey, Adam.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe.
But
maybe
it was like one of
funny.
Those core memories. Like,
yeah.
It was so fun.
Yeah, that is super
it's just
fun.
Like I just they don't have toys, but who doesn't love a Nerf gun?
Yeah on Christmas Day. That's
but
a
I
fun
purposely
thing
like
do.
I mean and Nerf guns are locked in there with the plastic.
Yeah I mean getting those stupid things open and the darts loaded was miserable.
Yeah.
And then you never know how they're gonna work. Like some of them you have to keep cocking it.
Yes.
And some of them it's like they're some had batteries and then you're trying to open the battery compartment or it won't shoot, you know.
Yeah, I hope you didn't pick one with a battery in it, you know.
Yeah.
You just need the one shooter.
So. Yeah, I know.
She
I got them.
Wild.
Theirs were very manual. And mine was not.
And it held like, you know,
like 20 bullets.
Yeah, it was not fair.
The little darts. And we had so, they were all over the house.
Well, and we
all
are
over.
So competitive already. Yeah. So, I mean, it turned into just mass chaos. Like we're just ripping boxes. Like we don't even care where the parts are flying.
I know they got them together pretty quick because I had to run to get them from under the bed. And
when my son turned 11, he had a Nerf party and Branson was invited because, you know.
Branson, him or Bud.
Yeah. Lane loves Branson. And it was kind of funny because Branson was playing with the kids. And then it was just like, he's like, I got to sit down. I just keep hitting kids in the face. Okay, Branson.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My kids can get a little crazy. I think it was London that got into a pillow fight. And I'm like, oh, you don't want a pillow fight with London. She was pretty wild.
She'll fight you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then you guys got the boys, those stupid airsoft guns.
Oh, yeah.
And that was horrible. It was like, they would just shoot people in the house. There was stupid little balls everywhere in the house. Or they'd like all of a sudden they'd be like run, and you knew if you didn't run you were getting just blasted with
what are the airsoft bullets?
They're like those little silica balls almost. But they hurt.
What do you guys do with Houston though? You guys are making a video or something outside. I swear he had like a ballet or a princess outfit on and he's running with a life jacket and you guys were like bombing with a paint gun or something.
It would have been airsoft guns.
And you guys he had like welts on
him. It was probably airsoft.
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
You know Logan
a paintball.
Houston deserved
was
every
paintball?
Bit of that.
Because I thought she wouldn't get the paintball gun when she figured out how hard the airsoft gun shot.
I'm pretty sure you guys just bombed him.
Well, Grandma had that paintball gun, though.
Paintball gun for sure. Yeah. No, this he had what? I mean, he had welts on him, and he's a pretty tough kid. And this was not good. This was not good.
I really think
he probably deserved it.
I was gonna say, like, Houston 100%
stole it from Grandma.
It.
Oh, that makes sense. Grandma.
Okay, because I wouldn't buy those because I know better.
She Grandma used it to shoot the by the geese to scare the geese off.
Yeah,
but Houston also did put our dog's collar on high, on his neck, and go through the fence to see how much it would hurt.
Sometimes I wonder, like, really bad, where you were when all of this went down, or if you were just like sitting up in the house watching us, being like, whatever.
You guys are on your own.
You guys were grown just about. So yeah. Whatever. Sure. But when you guys did the bike thing.
What was the bike thing?
You put life jackets on the bike.
We put a ramp down at the lake.
Sorry, what?
And we had a really big hill in the backyard. Kept it was like two really big hills. But you could cut the hill and go down just the really steep part. And then they put a ramp, and then they would put the life jacket on the bike, so then you could did we go down the dock too? We might have gone all the way down the hill, down the dock, off the ramp into the lake, but the bike would sink if you didn't have a life jacket on it.
Oh my gosh.
So you could bail off the bike and leave the bike and then float the bike
that's
back.
Good for Russ.
I didn't do this. I just watched it.
If you have 5 kids in 6 years, your house is
And we had all the neighbor kids, too.
Oh, yeah. And remember, all your extra friends.
Yeah. Well, I think I saw a video of, like, the water slide that went down the hill. And didn't you guys, like, water ski down it?
Somebody
did. You have the turkey videos, Logan?
Oh, my gosh.
Where are they?
He said he saw them at her house, right? Was Logan at your house?
You saw them? Yeah. I thought those were deleted.
No, I think I've got some old stuff. Yeah, the turkey costume. My kids are just, I applaud it for creativity, I'm going to say. But they had an old video camera, so they just loved this video camera. So they went to the neighbor's house, but one of them had an inflatable turkey costume on. And so they had a petition, and they were having people sign a petition not to eat
turkey for Thanksgiving. To eat chicken instead.
So the turkey was begging them not to while they're videoing it.
Dying laughing.
This was before Chick-fil-A started doing that, I bet.
And this was before you had even phones to record. I mean, we had the giant video camera sitting in the bushes, dying laughing, having
and
Houston.
Most people had fun with it, but one of our neighbors was super cranky and he just didn't.
Most of them just
I got a lot of calls from him about my hooligan children.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's pretty funny.
That's a pretty innocent thing to do.
Now that would have been on YouTube and been hilarious. You guys were ahead of your time.
And we weren't being, disrespectful about it either.
No, they were funny. No.
Oh, I forgot about that. Houston would do that. Did you go in the turkey costume, too? Yeah, he'd get in the turkey costume and just, pretend like he was dead in their lawn.
Well, what you
and
guys did at Walmart and stuff.
Run away.
I don't even know. Like, my God. The helmets. I don't even know. It's some of the stuff you guys did.
That's hilarious.
Once they could drive, it was all over because they could just, now it wasn't confined to the house.
Well, most of this was walking.
You're creative. Yeah. Well, I remember getting a call from the police because you guys were on top of the car at the gas station.
Well, we had checkers. We were
on top of the car?
Yeah, because we had a checkerboard on the roof of the car that we painted. And so we were probably getting gas and somebody was playing checkers. I mean,
and I'm just like, innocent. Are they hurting anybody? Is everything okay?
But you know what, though? Kids aren't doing that anymore. They're so glued to their phones and everything. Like, it's fun to, to have had a childhood. Yeah. Where you did fun stuff and you got out of your house.
Well,
and you
our
did
friends
stuff.
We used to just plan these silly scavenger hunts where we'd come up with a list of things that had to be done and you had to go around town and get pictures of it and then bring it all back and see who did
so
it the
fun.
Fastest.
Do those. Yeah.
You just come up with silly stuff to do to be busy, but not destructive or anything.
No, not mean or anything.
Just fun.
Yeah. I mean, just and they fun. Were, they'd be ridiculous. They'd be go to Walmart and take a picture with an employee. Holding a pink shirt or something stupid. And then, just dumb stuff. Everybody had to put their foot in a lake at one of them. And then we had to do something at a gas station. And I don't remember what it was, but I remember we did something really tricky so that we could get two done in one. Yeah.
That's what it's like. If you can combine two or three into one,
yeah, then it's super fun. Like
bonus.
Yeah, just silly stuff. Nothing crazy.
I have a pet dragon now.
I know. Aren't they cool?
They're so fun to play with. Oh, did you guys see my ring that I was influenced to buy from Facebook?
I know. I almost, you know what it I is? Was going to ask you about this ring.
Yeah.
Is it a health ring?
Okay, so.
Is it like the Quaaludes?
It's a Call Me. And it's got magnets in it, right? It's magnetherapy. It is supposed to get rid of your minnow belly in 7 days, which is like bloating, right?
Your minnow belly?
Yeah, like menopause.
M-E-N-O. Oh.
It's supposed
You're
to.
You're not even in menopause.
I know, but I want to prevent it.
she is doing all this menopausal stuff. I'm like, you're not even in menopause.
Okay. Martha Stewart has been on HRT therapy since the 40s, and she looks fire. So...
If I could be honest, this is a lot of resources.
They just like glued magnets in a ring.
Yeah, 100%. It's supposed to reduce your anxiety.
They didn't even glue them in well.
Yeah, they're gonna fall out. 100%. They're supposed to reduce your anxiety,
even magnets?
Make you lose weight.
I hope our phones are off because now we're gonna get all these ads.
I don't even think these are magnets.
They're probably not. They're probably just another piece of
metal.
We could have
3D printed this.
Can you?
Well, these two stand up and they look like plastic glue dots.
If you Google magnet therapy.
How long did it take to get this?
Oh, from China? Like 2 weeks for sure.
And it was $4.99?
No.
$19.99.
No.
$39.99?
I think I got a 2-for-1 special because I bought one for my husband too. I bought it because his.
He's not
No, it's for boys and girls, but it's.
Then it's not for your menno belly.
Well, but that's the ad that's targeted to me,
right?
Because I'm a girl and they know me, right? They know, like, the Facebook ads get me so good.
Patty.
So this is a longstanding joke that I will buy anything off of Facebook. So, like, if it's a targeted ad, it's for me.
And it just says calm.
Call me. Yeah.
It literally looks like they put like a silicone
I don't even think they're magnets.
No,
can
they're
I tell
not
you though?
I think they're just little rivets.
Remember
things.
Earlier you talked about placebos, and if you taste it, you can make and it's supposed to make you sleep better. Oh my God, I'm sleeping so good. Like, if I think I'm sleeping good.
Have you tried
good,
the grounding sheets?
I've heard of them, and they're in my Amazon cart.
I bought one. I have not found my bed yet, but I will. I'll put on this weekend and tell you.
I am curious about that. I think there is something to be being grounded to the earth. I'm not sure if you can really, replicate the effect in the sheets.
It's a current. You got to plug it in.
Oh, that's right.
Because
I looked them up. They're in my Amazon cart right now.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I will say, I think your feet on the ground and whatever, like going
it's supposed
barefoot.
To be barefoot. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had socks on yesterday when I was doing yoga and I took my socks off and was barefoot and I immediately felt better.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I don't know, but we are at almost 50 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we do have to go back
to
work.
Get a 3D printer because they're fun.
Yes.
I guess. I will never get one because they'll stay in a box and I'll just ask Britain to make everything.
You can print rape whistles and put them in everybody's box 1 week in their orders.
there is a lot of practical stuff that you can do also. But, I mean, these puzzles and stuff really are like.
They're so fun.
Ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff. And I'm sure lots of cool stuff for games for kids.
Yeah. Well, your kids must be loving it.
I mean, we've only done a couple things. I mean, I think it came on Saturday.
Oh, nice. So gosh, like, you got a lot done.
We've had a lot of time to do stuff.
It takes 11 hours.
Yeah. Most stuff doesn't. Like this, we printed two or three of these on one sheet in, I don't know, 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Those are fun.
But we're still playing with filament and trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
It's not that hard, but we don't want to waste a bunch of stuff.
Well, you guys are super smart.
It's fun that you did this on the beginning because I can't wait to see like what you progress to. It's going to get wild.
Maybe.
I think so.
We figure out CAD, but right now we're just printing other people's files. So
they might be calling Papa.
Yeah.
Might need some CAD help.
Yeah. We might. Very cool.
All right. Well, everybody have a wonderful week. And I loved the coffees. What was your favorite?
Oh, I'm going to go with Trail Mix.
I am too, just because I'm in a chocolate mood. But Popsicle.
Yeah.
Popsicle was good. It's hard to compare like chocolate to fruit. So chocolate, obviously, the Trail Mix was fabulous. The passion fruit was amazing.
Yeah.
I really liked the banana.
Yeah.
The lemonade would be my least favorite.
Yeah. Because you don't love lemon anyways.
I don't like lemon.
Yeah.
I'm just in such a chocolate mood that, like, all the fruit ones, I'm like, they're good, but
I think if you mix them together like I always do, I'm going to mix them together after.
Yeah, so good.
All right. Have a wonderful week. I got to get my mouse figured out. There we go. Mm-hmm.